This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our study of 2 Peter 1:5 through 11, we began discovering what Peter meant when he instructed us to make every effort to add to our faith goodness. Ordering your life as one who follows Jesus Christ requires you to know how Jesus lived, how he responded to people, how he reached out to people to help and heal them. This is foundational if you want to obey 1 John 2:6. Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. The first book I wrote many years ago, Walking as He Walked, was based on this verse. This is what Jesus meant when he said in Matthew 5:16, "Let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." Your life lived before the world should be a door opener in the hearts of those who are watching you. Dr. Wiest, again commenting on this, says, "The convincing power of a Christ-like life is of greater effect than all of the learned disquisitions of scholars concerning the person and work of our Lord. These latter are basic and absolutely necessary to the maintenance of true doctrine, but in themselves are helpless to answer the gainsayings of the destructive critic. But the latter has no answer for the supernatural transformation of a sinner's life into that of a Christ-like life. It's been said, your actions speak so loud I can't hear what you are saying. In our next visit, I will share with you a poem that makes this point eloquently. In the meantime, you can review the study in 2 Peter we've done to this point by going to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on Archives.